And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
There they are, the jackpot Powerball numbers. $280 million,
oh, folks, boy.
Write them down. 17, right. 8, 42, 22, 47, and the Powerball number, lucky number 21.
I would be 88 if I ran again in 2002 and was elected and lived to finish a sixth term. And this, my family and I have decided unanimously that I should not do, and ladies and gentlemen, I shall not.
Despite an economy that has been weak now for over a year and in decline for that time, this is the second largest surplus in American history. In the face of that weak economy, a phenomenon that should strike all Americans as very positive.
When you back out the Social Security surplus, there is no surplus today. When you back out Medicare, as we think you should, the budget is in deficit to the tune of about $30 to $35 billion.
I've been married 34 years. I have not been a perfect man. I have made mistakes in my life. But out of respect for my family, out of a specific request by the Levy family, it's best that I not get into the details of the relationship.
After watching last night, I must tell you I was disappointed by his statement. I think not being candid and straightforward was disturbing and wrong.
This fraud scheme denied McDonald's customers a fair and equal chance of winning. We want those involved in this type of corruption to know that breaking the law is not a game.
We'll continue to express in court our belief that this is a vehicle issue and not just a tire issue.
I guess if you're so desperate to call something a victory, every day that they avoid a jury verdict may well be a victory in their mind.
Neither side could afford to lose this case. So they settled. It was a draw.
We are struggling today against Israeli aggression, but we would like the Israelis to accept the peace process and go back to the peace process.
If you really want to have peace, you have to compromise. Unfortunately, there are many people who are for peace, but who are not ready to pay the price of peace.
Today, I name a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs, one of the most important appointments a president can make. This appointment is especially so because it comes at a time when we need great leadership.
I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and eager to get back to work to building the kind of military that President Bush envisions, one that is poised to meet current obligations and emerging threats.